Now, let me tell you, men, some men got a real problem when it comes to eyes. And some women have a real problem because they cause the men to have a problem. Some women don't dress properly. Some Christian women don't dress properly. Now, I can understand if you go into a restaurant and there's or somewhere you're walking down the street, you know, and there's lost and saved people, and some girl's walking down the street with a top on that covers only a little tiny portion of the top, and it's split plumb to her navel. I understand the world living there. But all the guys, as she walks by, guess what the guys are doing? I'm sure they're watching this girl. They're looking at her. Yeah, but that's what she wants. She wants to draw attention. And then, of course, she goes around the corner and gets raped, you know, when she steps into a dark alley, and then she's mad at the world because she got raped. Well, you know, she brought it on herself. But Christian women should be different. Christian women should dress to draw attention to their face and not to their body. You should dress accordingly. Dress nice, dress beautiful, you know, but don't wear something that's cut down to the middle. So when you lean over, you can see everything on the top. Because if you do that, guys are going to look. Even Christian guys look. Unless they're really, really, really good, great men of God. That will have an impact on them. You know, so you girls, don't entice them. Y'all understand where I'm coming from, girls? Don't be, you know, that's right. Don't be involved in this kind of thing. Dress so the eyes will look right on and not where they're not supposed to. And let your eyelids look straight before thee. Don't have the roaming eye. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Because if you don't, this is going to bring sickness and disease into your life. It's going to make you sick. Let's go on to the next couple of verses. Turn not to the right nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Now, how much evil should we have as Christians?
None.
Absolutely right. Not one single bit. Okay, let's go on. 5:1-2. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that you mayest regard discretion, and that your lips may keep knowledge. Now, he's telling you what to do here. This Proverbs 4:5 is a very powerful set of verses. And then let's go to the next couple of verses. For the lips of a strange woman. Now, there's a lot of them around. I was just telling them at dinner last night, and of course, a couple of my daughters, I call these girls my daughters, you know, they're all my daughters. You know, I'm so grateful that after God took away my one real daughter, that he gave me a whole bunch of beautiful daughters to love. And so we got these girls. Anyway, we were sitting in there last night, and I was telling them, I said one time years ago, my wife and I, and a friend of mine's wife and him, they came down and had a meeting in Dallas they wanted us to go to. So we went with them down there to this meeting. When the meeting is over, on the way back, we're driving down the road, and he said, oh, Thurman, I'm going to stop in here to my favorite place, and we're going to have a beer. I said, well, we may stop in here, but I'll drink a Coke. You know, at that time, I didn't know Cokes was just as bad for me as beer. But I don't drink Cokes either anymore. But I used to drink Cokes and Dr. Peppers. So anyway, we pulled in there, and when we pulled in, I said, "This is a topless club. This is a beer pipe place. You know what I mean? A tavern." He said, "Well, sure. My wife and I stop here all the time when we're down here." I said, "What?" So hey, I'll come on in, Thurman. Let's have a beer. Okay, I'll go in and drink a Coke with you. Now my wife's with me. We go in and we sit down, and he sits down right on the front of this platform. And there's a girl comes out there, and she has got virtually nothing on. And by the time she gets through, she ain't got nothing on. Not a thing. And she's dancing right in front of our face. I sat there and watched him drink that beer, and I said, you know, I don't think we ought to be in this place. I really think we ought to go somewhere else. So we got up and left. And I never go anywhere with that couple anymore. That's not exactly what I enjoy. You know that? I was able to sit there and look at that woman. It had no effect on me. You know, not really. But I thought, you know, I feel sorry for that poor girl. I prayed for that girl. That girl is there. And, of course, this guy is there hollering at her. take it off, you know, throwing her another 20s up on them until she got it all off. You know, she had a whole platform full of $20 bills. You know, every man in that place that didn't know Jesus, was probably most of them, and that woman, if any of them died that night, you know where they're all going? To hell. That's sad. So that's why I prayed for them. I thought, wow. For the lips of a strange woman drop as honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Isn't that something? But her end is bitter as wormwood, and it's sharp as a two-edged sword. Ooh, most guys don't know this. Verse 4 and 5 and 6. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Now, how many men that are Christians that mess around at these taverns and bars and sleep with some of these girls? Now, guys, if you're a Christian, God's going to hold you accountable for this. You know that? And you know you may die and you may wind up in hell, but yet you thought you were a Christian. But he says her feet go down to death. So if you're sleeping around with one of them prostitutes, guess what's going to happen to you pretty quickly? You're going to die. You're going to die. And then he said, and her steps go on down to hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. You can't really know her. Let's go to the next couple of verses. Hear me now, therefore, O you children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not near the door of her house. Let's look at these next couple of verses. Lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto who? The cruel? Who did we learn a while ago is the cruel one? You want to give your years to him? You think he could make your life miserable? You think he could bring venereal disease upon you? You think he could bring AIDS upon you, and then you die with this AIDS or syphilis or something like that as your body rots away? Do you not have the answer for AIDS? Abstinence.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Guarantee. You know how it is. Amazing how God made sex. He made a man and a woman. And he says it is absolutely taboo outside of marriage. When you get married, he said, I just bless the marriage bed. You know, it's amazing how you can take a man and a woman that's not married and they can go out and or they say a man and a woman that is married, and they can have sex, and they never catch a venereal disease. Here's another man and woman, and they're married, and they have sex, and they never catch a venereal disease. But this man and this woman, they get together outside of wedlock, and they have an encounter. Both of them supposedly are clean, but when they walk away from there, both of them's got a venereal disease. Somebody says, how'd that happen? Who did they give themselves to? The cruel one. And can the cruel one put venereal disease upon two people?
Yeah.
Yes, he can. Yeah. He can do it to you.
He put balls on old Joe.
Yes, he did. He put them biggins on him, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, that devil put boils on him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet.
Yeah.
Now then, he's still in that business. I don't want to give my years to the cruel, do you? I don't want to die at 40 or 50 years of age. Like so many young men do. I mean, they go out. I know when I was in Vietnam, I mean, the doctors, the Surgeon General come to us and says, guys, whatever you do, don't go downtown to these prostitutes downtown. He said, these girls all got some kind of venereal disease. And he said, we've checked several of them here in this area. Since y'all were coming here, we went down there and checked them. And he said, they all got some kind of a venereal disease. And said, some of them got 2, 3, and 4 different kinds. And some of them, we don't even know what they are. So he said, whatever you do, don't go to town. And guess what? Lots of guys went to town anyway. One of the guys I knew was a good friend in my outfit. He was married and had three children. And he went down there and caught some kind of awful disease. We were down there 6 weeks in that area. And when he got back, when he's going to come home, now he's got this incurable venereal disease. What's he going to do when he gets back home? I mean, he's got a wife at home. You know, most wives enjoy having sex with their husbands. But what's he going to do? He better not have it, because if he does, then she's going to have it. And then there's going to be a real problem. Then she's going to know. I mean, she's already going to know. Isn't that awful? Did he have to catch that? Nope. All he had to do is do what God says. Be obedient to the Word. That's all it takes. So then people want you to pray over them, get them healed. Now, I know of a woman. I know the woman that this happened to, this Christian woman. She had a healing ministry also. And she's a little older than me, but she has a tremendous healing ministry, or did have. She's about 80-something, 85 now. But she did have a great healing ministry, and there was a woman come down an aisle one day, and she told me, I was down here at Daystar one day, she told me about this. She said, there was a woman coming down an aisle to be prayed for, and said, as she's on the way down there, the Lord spoke to me and said, that woman coming down the aisle has this disease, and the reason she has it because she fantasizes about a movie star when she's having sex with her husband. So she said, when the woman walked up, she said, you have this disease? She said, how'd you know? She said, the Lord just told me. That's what you have. She said, you know why you have it? She said, I have no idea. She said, the Lord told me you have it because you fantasize about a movie star when you have sex with your husband. She said, nobody knows that. She said, God knows it. And he just told me. Now I know it. So she said, God's merciful. If you'll repent, he'll forgive you, and I'll pray for it, and he'll heal you. She repented, made God a promise she'd never do it again, and the lady prayed for her, and the woman got healed. But about 6 months later, that woman was back. She's walking down that aisle. No word from God this time. When she come up, she said, what's your problem? She said, the disease come back. She said, are you fantasizing about that movie star again? The woman says, I can't help myself. Hey, I got news for you. You can help yourself. You know that?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.